الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
In fact, the Islamic Revolution of 1979 was rooted in the Constitutional Revolution of Iran, which began in 1905 and led to the establishment of parliament in Iran. This is at a time, though, Iran is grappling with some economic and social problems in sight and has many challenges ahead. Iran's revolution came about with upheaval in 1979. Going on to 40, the country witnessed demonstrations before its latest anniversary. In the heart of Imam Khomeini's way of thinking, ethics had a special place, and in fact, all areas of knowledge revolve around this pivot.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that if one wants to serve Islam, he should not expect all others to accept him. Now, it's a strange thing that in this speech that if you want to serve Islam, you should not expect everyone to accept you. Why? Because people are doing the things with different goals. Some might have some personal goals, which contradicts the Islamic teachings. Some might have the social or the society, we can say, goals, and it also contradicts with the Islamic teaching. Some might follow the goals that are in line with their culture, with the deeds that generally they do, the things that they perform. So it is not necessary to be in line with the Islam. Therefore, if someone wants to serve Islam, then he should not expect everyone to be following him and accepting him. He should do his own work. It is his deeds that will prove others that the things which he is doing is the right thing.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
We also have this in the Quran in chapter 16, verse number 112, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And whoever performs the good deeds and he is the mu'min, while he is the believer, فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا. So he should not be feeling fear of the injustice, of the dhulm and the deprivation. He has to do what he is supposed to do. It is his deeds that will finally tell people, show people the results that he is gaining from all those things. Therefore, it is necessary for a mu'min that if he wants to serve Islam, if he wants his deeds and actions to be in line with Islam, then he should do what is right. He should not care about the other people if they are not following the right path. It is his duty. Maybe in a society we see others doing something else, but I need to do what I'm supposed to do, what Islam is expecting from me, what Allah expects from me, inshallah. And if we can do so, then we will be the victorious, inshallah. Thanks for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.